I think it was me and Mickey was talking before church. The message this morning, when God gives you a message like that, you got to preach it. Amen. We all need to be jolted back into reality every once in a while, but hey, Jesus is coming. It's coming. Amen. But it's good to be able to come to church and smile a little bit, and we're getting ready to go into Easter play season. I like that. Amen. And got a lot of new folks into Easter play, and there's going to be a little bit of changes, and amen. I think it's going to be exciting. Looking forward to that. Acts chapter 27, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Look at verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Lord, we love you. And we come to you in Jesus' name. God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, you lead and guide the Lord and help us as we try to preach. God, to be an encouragement. God, I pray, God, you strengthen us right now, God, through your word. God, I pray, God, you would help us right now, God, to just take what your word says tonight, God, and apply it to our hearts, Lord. God, you lead and you guide in our lives. And whatever's done, God, we'll make sure you get all the praise. We'll make sure you get all the glory, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to use that one verse there, and I'll come back to that verse in a little bit. But I want to preach a little while on be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Eight times in the New Testament, this word cheer is only used eight times in the New Testament. Five times, it basically means to have courage or comfort. And then three times, it means to be cheerful or to be merry or to be happy. Amen. And I want to look at all eight times that the Bible tells us about this. Number one, the cheer of forgiveness. How many is glad to be forgiven tonight? Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Glory to God. I think that's one thing I can be happy about tonight, that my sins are gone. Amen. And I was thinking about this, and we've preached this, and we've shown this in the play. He was brought by others. Amen. He didn't even come of his own accord. Somebody ought to shout right there. Some of y'all didn't. Hey, you came to church because you was coerced. You came to church because you was invited. You came to church because somebody pulled you to church. Amen. But glory to God, it don't matter why you came. Glory to God, the reason is you came. Amen. And thank God. I thank God. Y'all know my story. The only reason I was going to church was to be with her. Amen. I didn't expect Jesus to show up that day, but he did. And glory to God, I can be of good cheer because I got saved. Amen. But he was brought by others. I want you to notice something, Al. Now, we all know the story. This man got up and walked. Amen? But think about this, Gavin. Forgiveness came first. You think about that and let that sink in a minute. He could be of good cheer because, number one, he was brought by others, but forgiveness came first. There was no more comfort. Don't you realize this man, he knew he was a sinner. Brother David, he knew that he was not where he needed to be. And when they brought him in and lowered him down to these people, and he looks up in Jesus' face, Jesus didn't go into no great detail. Jesus said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Glory to God. Ain't you glad that when you came down to the altar, Jesus didn't accuse you of what you had done the week before? He didn't accuse you of what you've been doing? Glory to God. You came with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. It didn't matter what it was. It didn't matter how bad it was. It didn't matter how long you'd been in that nonsense. Glory to God. Your sins got forgiven. Amen. His sins were forgiven. And then, verse 4, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. And just so they knew who he was, He had already forgiven the man's sin. Oh, it was going to be good from then on out, Melvin. If nothing ever happened, if they drug that man out on that cot and all he lived the rest of his life laying down, never walking again, it was going to be good. He was going to heaven. His name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But just because he's God, and just because he's good, and just because he loves us, he looked down at that man and said, hey, why don't you just go ahead and get up and walk? Hey, when we get our sins under the blood and we get everything right with the Lord, we can see things start happening in our life. Amen. When we get right with the Lord and we get all our everything under the blood, hey, all that stuff that used to bother you ain't going to bother you no more. All that stuff that didn't work can start working. Amen. Well, that's when we get our sins. Be of good cheer. Amen. You're forgiven. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I've said it for years and years and years. When I got saved, I went down there not wanting to go to hell, Melvin. That's the only reason I didn't want to go to hell. That would have been good enough right there. But thank God for all the fringe benefits that I've got since then, amen. Amen. The cheer of dispelled fear. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now, this is the story of the disciples out in the ship. The storm was raging. They were fighting it for everything they had. And the Bible says that Jesus was up on the mountain praying, and that Jesus came walking unto them in the midst of the storm, in the middle of the night. They were in the fight of their lives. They were doing everything they could. The Bible says in verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. Have you ever felt like you were in a storm like that? Has the devil ever come against you so hard that you felt like that's the kind of storm you're in? I mean, nothing you were doing was working. I mean, you were paying your tithes, coming to church, everything. You were doing everything, trying to do it right by the letter, and it seemed like nothing was working. Amen. And one day you come to church, and maybe Robert Lloyd's singing, or Gavin, or Taylor, or somebody, or the band. And it's almost like Jesus said, be not afraid. It is I. And a calm. Am I preaching to myself tonight? Are y'all hearing what I... And a calm come over you right then. Right then. Thank God. We ought to be able to be happy and have comfort in knowing that it don't matter what's going on in my life. It don't matter where I am. But my God, Jesus came to where they were. Jesus could have said, hold on, boys. I'm gonna let y'all make it all the way to the shore, and then I'll talk to you. But he didn't do that, glory to God. He came right in the middle of their storm, right when they needed him the most. Hey, we don't know. 30 seconds later, the boat might have went down. Or a quarter of a mile later, the boat might have been gone. But Jesus knew exactly where they were, and Jesus came to where they were. He knows what storm you're in. He knows what you're going through tonight, and he knows where you're at. And glory to God, if it takes him taking and breaking the laws of nature, that don't matter to him. He's the one that created nature. He's the one that walks on water. Amen. That ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. If Talbert's got a need, I'm telling you, Jesus can come where he's at anytime he needs him. Amen. Sometimes we forget, and we get our minds wrapped around earthly things. Right. Amen. We do. We get our minds wrapped around, well, the doctor says I got to do this. And the doctor says, I got to do that. And thank God for doctors. Thank God for doctors. Amen. Amen. I believe God gives them the ability to do. But sometimes you don't understand who you're dealing with. I mean, he can just come down and say, be of good cheer. It is I. You ain't got cancer no more. Be of good cheer. It is I. You ain't got to face depression no more. Be of good cheer, it is I. You ain't going to have that pain no more, because I'm going to show up and I'm going to show you who I am. My God. If you go back and study this story and study all the accounts, we are talking about the disciples. We are talking about the men that had just helped Jesus feed 5,000, not counting the men and the women. We are talking about the men that had watched Jesus do miracles before. And all of a sudden, they're out there in the storm, Wes, and they're fighting it for everything they got. And then Jesus comes, and when Jesus gets in the boat, Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And the Bible says they were all amazed. How many of y'all have seen miracles before? You know what? We're going to see them again. And you know what? It's going to amaze us again, brother. It's going to amaze us every time he does it. It's going to amaze us. Whew. Every time he shows up and heals somebody of cancer, we're going to come into this church house and we're going to act like it's the first time he ever done it. David, God's giving me this now. I'd always criticize them disciples about why in the world didn't they have enough. I don't know. My mind's just going. They were amazed all over again. They saw him feed 5,000. Man, look what Jesus did. And now Jesus walks on the water and calms the storm. Hey, look what Jesus did. And when I guarantee you when Lazarus come out of that grave, look what Jesus did. Hey, we ought to get excited every time Jesus shows up. We ought to get excited every time he answers a prayer. Instead of us saying, well, that's my Jesus. He does it all the time anyhow. You ought to raise your hand. You ought to say amen. You ought to be amazed every time. Be of good cheer. Glory to God. Whew. Now I can't even see. Whew. Be of good cheer. He's the one that walked on the water. He's the one that healed the blind. He's the one that cast out demons. It ought not to amaze. We ought to be in amazement, but it shouldn't amaze us every time he does it. Be of good cheer when he dispels the fear. Be of good cheer because we got victory over the world. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you. Now listen, that in me, Jesus, ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Glory to God. In him we have peace. We realize that. We can come to God's house tonight and sit here and have a peace about us. But when we go out into the world tomorrow, guess what? He said, you shall have tribulation. You shall have trouble. You shall have a battle. But he said, but don't worry about all that. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. You got to understand, so as long as we stay with him, amen, we are winners. He overcome the world. You and I can overcome the world. Glory to God. In him. It's only through him. It's by his peace. Because he overcame the world that I realize that I can overcome the world. In other words, whatever I face tomorrow, Chucky, guess what? I got somebody on my side. Every temptation is going to come against me this week. I got somebody on my side that's already showed me how to do it. And all I got, my God. We've always heard about walking in somebody's footsteps. There's a song that says something to this effect. It's talking about riding in a boat. Follow in my wake. Y'all ever notice when you get behind a big boat, if you're in a small boat and you get behind a big boat, the water's right, real calm right behind that big boat. Jesus is plowing the way. Some of y'all going to think about that tonight and kick the cover off the bed. Jesus is plowing the way. And all I got to do is stay behind him. Amen. As long as I stay close, the water's real calm. Now, if I back off way out there, Wes, you know what happens. Hey, the water gets a little choppy again. But if I get right back where I need to be, guess what? He's always there. He's overcome the world. He's plowing the way for you and I. Stay close. Stay close. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. He overcame the world. Amen. We got the cheer of God's grace. Acts chapter 23, verse 11 says this, "And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem. So must thou bear witness also at Rome." Jesus said, "I want you to have comfort, because this ain't all you got, Paul. Paul is locked up in prison. Paul is, that's where he wrote most of his epistles. But Paul is sitting there. No doubt Paul's mind had kind of got it going about, is this going to be it? Is this all Jesus shows us, said, "Be of good cheer. This ain't all you got. You've testified of me in Jerusalem, but I want you to testify in Rome." He wasn't in Rome at the time, so you know what that meant? That meant he's going to have to leave Jerusalem and make it all the way to Rome. Hey, be of good cheer. This ain't, my God, have mercy. Be of good cheer. This ain't all you got. Be of good cheer. This ain't it. Be of good cheer. This ain't the end, Wes. Be of good cheer. I got more for you down the road. Be of good cheer. Don't you worry about where you at, where you ain't. Where you at ain't where you gonna be. Amen. Be of good cheer. God is telling us he's there with us no matter what. God's grace is sufficient, Melvin. Me and Melvin was talking on the front seat. Melvin was talking about the first time he ever prayed and cried out to God. It was a bad situation, but God brought him through, and God lifted him up, and God's grace is sufficient. Amen. For no matter what you're going through right now, and we got people in this building going through stuff right now. We got people in this building going through health problems, financial problems, family problems, all kind of stuff. But be of good cheer. Jesus is there with you. The cheer of assurance. Acts 27, the verse I read, started off with. Paul, most of us know this, Paul is in the ship, a wreck of his life, pretty much. He is in the Euroclydon, that great storm. They are fighting it. The Bible talks about how they had already thrown everything off the ship. They had already tightened up the vessel. They had done everything they could to try to fight this storm, and the ship was still being battered and tortured, and the ship was going down. Amen. And Jesus shows up. "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." This is Paul talking. "For there should be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship." He had already talked to God about it, amen. Verse 25, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Verse 36, "Then they were all of good cheer, and they also took some meat." What did this mean to Paul? This meant to Paul, just like Paul was in that jail, God said, Paul, I want you to be of good comfort. This ain't your end. I'm going to be honest with you. There have been times in my life that I felt like I was at my end. There have been times in my life that I felt like, hey, is this it? I don't know if we can go any further. But I'm telling you right now, Jesus shows up and says, be of good cheer. Don't you worry. This ain't the end. Paul said, he's telling Paul, you ain't going to die on this ship. Hey, ain't nobody else going to die on this ship. Don't you know that had to be an encouragement when Paul went to those other sailors and Paul said, hey, be of good cheer. Everything going to be all right. Hey, we're going to lose the ship, but we're going to all make it, amen. Let me go ahead and tell you, it might not be like you want to all the time, and it might not be where you want to all the time, but I got a God in heaven that says, I'm going to take you through. You ain't going down right here. I'm going to put you on the hill. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. Glory to God. The cheer of assurance. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Praise God. I got to think about it. I was studying this, but, you know, the assurance of salvation. How many of us tonight know that you're saved? Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, if you got a know-so salvation, you ought to be of good cheer. Amen. Hey, Romans 8:28, "For all things work together to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose." Hey, you might be going through a little trouble and trial down now, right now, but I'm telling you right now, God's going to take care of it. Everything's going to be all right. The assurance of salvation, the assurance of the coming of the Lord. He's coming. He's coming, amen. I read something today as I was studying. Robert Louis Stevens tells a storm that caught a vessel off a rocky coast and threatened to drive it and the passengers to destruction. In the midst of the terror, one man daringly contrary to orders, went back up on deck and made the dangerous passage all the way to the pilot house where he saw the steerman at his post holding the wheel, unwavering. Inch by inch, turning that ship west, turning it right way, turning it into the waves, doing what he was supposed to do. And the pilot saw him standing there, and the pilot looked over and smiled at him. The man went back down below where all the passengers was at. And he said, "Be of good cheer. I seen the face of the pilot. And he's smiling. Everything's going to be all right." Amen. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Amen. Sometimes you just need to close your eyes and realize we're in a storm, but I've seen the face of the pilot. Jesus is the one at the wheel, and everything's going to be all right, amen? Be of good cheer. Hey, I'm not the one pilot in the vessel. Robert ain't the one pilot in the vessel. Ralph ain't the one pilot in the vessel. Glory to God. Jesus is the one at the helm. He's the one. He's controlling the vessel. He's controlling the storm. He's controlling the motor. He's controlling all of us. Glory to God. Everything's in his hands, and everything's going to be all right. Amen? I want you to bow your heads.